President?
Jim, I'm just talking here to Colonel Flynn. He's now General Flynn, you know, the top man in our, of our return prisoner to war.
Yes.
You probably followed him. He has some very interesting observations with regard to the kind of magazines that they gave them when they were there. One was called China, the other was called Soviet, and he said they were really excellent, and was wondering what we had as a counterpart and so forth. So I was suggesting that he have a talk with you. I think you'll find it interesting to talk with him in any event.
Very good.
And to meet him. And second, he also has some observations with regard to our propaganda program, particularly in Latin America, you know, and basically what his views are, that the communists, as he sees it, the communist line, as he said, they're just three things that they zero in on that are terribly important: education, land reform, and health. And he explains how important that is in, for example, the North Vietnamese. He's also, and the reason he's interested in Latin America is that he, of course, has studied it, and he also sees it as a place of potential communist propaganda, of course, potential opportunity for us. So I think if you could, I'm going to have to, let me suggest that you call him. Let me tell you just a second. Are you going to be here in town?
Sure am. Yeah.
Fine. He will give you a call, Jim, at USIA, and I think you'll enjoy, find it extremely interesting, and pick his brain about what they did, how they handled it. For example, the use of the radio in every town, you know, that's blaring all the time, that damnable loudspeaker and so forth. But I don't know that USIA can do anything, because you've got to be so incorruptible or objective.
Yes.
But
I think I'd certainly like to talk to them, and maybe get him to talk with some of the other people here, too.
Yes. He would be glad to come over and talk to you, and maybe you might want to get in some of your files and let him give you a feel, from what, as he said, he's sort of been like being in the bottom of a cellar for 7.5 years, but you do a lot of thinking when you're in a cellar.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Very good. We'll surely...
All right, Jim.
All right.
Fine. Bring in your top guys and let them see it.
We'll do it.
And, oh, let me suggest this, so that he wanted to get... You probably know these magazines. One is called Soviet, the other is called China. Do you hear this?
I know Soviet. I don't...
He says, well, there's one China. He said that they also done exactly the same way. If you don't have each of them, get a hold of the Pentagon and get a copy of each so that he can show you what it is, okay?
I'll need to get that China one.
And I'll have him check to see whether he can get it. Okay, Jerry.
Very good.
All right.